We are talking today with Dante Chinney, the project director for Patrick Nation. And this week, Dante, Patrick Nation looked at the home prices over the last year. And can you just tell us, how did the numbers play out among your 12 community types that you've been looking at?
Yeah, what we wanted to see was what the variance was. Obviously, you know, we know that home prices have been going down for a lot of people, but we wanted to see what that looked like in the 12 types. And there was a lot of variance. There were a couple of places with a lot of immigrants, Immigration Nation, a lot of Latinos, and the aging communities, emptying nests. Those places both saw, this is over the course from July to July, so from July 2008 to July 2009, they saw steep drops. I mean, they saw drops of more than double-digit drops in their home sale prices. That's obviously not bad. The one thing that's not good, you know, obviously about those communities, they're not the wealthiest communities in the country, so it might hit them extra, it might be hitting those places extra hard. I mean, they're not poor, but they're not wealthy either, and that kind of hit is pretty dramatic. The other thing we notice is that the three groups we do talk a bit about, with the boomtown, big city industrial metropolis, and then the moneyed suburban areas, those places all also saw big drops in home value. And what that means is a lot of people have been counting on their home as kind of their nest egg and like their retirement plan. They've been using it to finance a lot of things. Unless those prices start coming up, it's hard to imagine how those places are going to be willing to or able to spend a lot to kind of get us out of the recession.
In your push, you talked about the link between home prices and consumer spending. Can you explain that correlation a little more and how the ripple effects play out in different parts of the economy?
Yeah, there are some places where your home is just your home, and you've lived there for a long time, but particularly in the first half of this decade, when prices were kind of going sky high, that's when people were buying a lot of homes. And they were using their homes not only as places to live, but as investments. You'd get your home, and then you'd take out a home equity line of credit, and all of a sudden you'd have $200,000 to play with, extra money. But that home equity loan was based upon your home being worth a certain amount of money. And maybe it's not worth that anymore. Your home equity line very well may have been cut. And it's also possible you are, you know, quote unquote, upside down in your house. You owe the bank or you owe the mortgage more money than the home is worth right now. You know, so what does that mean for consumer spending in the economy? Well, it means in those places, particularly where that's happened a lot, people are going to be less willing to spend. And those really are the communities we need. I mean, everybody, if they're, you know, the economy is going to turn around, everybody's going to have to, you know, everybody's going to need to spend a little bit because this is consumer economy drives so much of everything. But those communities in particular, a lot of people live there, and they're wealthier on average than other places. So they're the places that kind of, if consumer spending is going to drag us up and out of this recession, they're the places that are going to have to do it. I really do think these numbers are kind of discouraging. I mean, because I don't see anything that's going to happen soon that's going to turn them around. I mean, the housing market, it's going to be a long time before I think it bounces back. We overbuilt so much that it's going to take a while for these things to bounce back, and then everything's hanging on everything else. So, you know, the idea that you're not going to want to go out and buy a house if you don't know if your employment situation is solid, and people's employment situations aren't going to be solid. That also means that home values will probably lag because people won't be buying homes. You really get a feeling when you look at all this stuff of how interconnected it all is, you know, and how bad things were. Now, things are obviously a bit better now, but just also you get a feeling of just it's a real big hole we got to climb out of.
Home prices, is that a pretty good indicator to gauge when we will get out of this recession, or is it just one of the other as a big group of a whole pile of indicators?
Right, it is. I mean, it is only one out of a pile of indicators, but the other things just aren't very good right now. I mean, now it's possible, as everybody says, unemployment is a lagging indicator, so you know the economy will get better before we really start to see improvements in unemployment. The other thing is the stock market. Now, these wealthier communities also tend to have more money invested. We've looked at that before. They do tend to be more heavily invested in the stock market. So you'd say, well, stock market's turning around. Maybe they're feeling better about that, and maybe they are. But the other way of thinking about that is, you know, we're 1 year after a pretty dramatic collapse in the stock market. I mean, it's just hard when you look at these numbers to imagine people being willing to go out and spend a lot right now. They're worried to some extent about their jobs. The stock market seems completely unreliable, and now their home, which is a big investment for them, is just not worth as much as it was last year, and by a fairly significant margin.
So obviously this doesn't include people that rent. Are there other indicators that may be parallel to renters, as home prices are to people that own their homes?
Well, I mean, it's probably never been a better time to be a renter, right? It's, you know, what happens, obviously, is when home prices start coming down, fewer people are interested in buying homes because they're worried about what the housing market is doing. Rents go up, but not really by the same margin. Renters in some way probably are feeling a lot more comfortable with their circumstance right now. I mean, it's a heck of a lot easier to get out of a lease than it is to get out of a mortgage.
Well, thank you very much, Dante, for talking with us this week. We'll check in with you again next week.
Thanks a lot. Talk to you then.